p.m.
Never, ever the correct time. It is actually 19:30 UTC. Yes, 19:30 UTC, the greatest time on the clock. Why is that? Well, because 19:30 UTC is the time at which we traditionally begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Woohoo! Yay! So, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this extraordinarily questionable venture. But let's not kid ourselves. We need to get to some numbers. So, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 193, number 230, number 400, number 430, number 565, number 990. Thank you.
Oh, you are very welcome, numbers lady. Oh, I feel so much better after getting some good numbers. So that means the next thing we need to do is obviously drink some tea. Let's take the lid off the teacup here. Mmm. Oh, it smells good. It seems pretty hot. I just made it. Haven't had any of this yet. It's pretty steamy. Oh yeah, it's hot. Oh, it's hot, but it's good. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, hot. Hot tea. And speaking of weird numbers, I'm just wondering, should we call the magic apropos phone number to get some numbers? Yeah, let's do that. What the hell? 1-800 apropos, and hit it. And then there's a brief silence, and then
4,056, 7, 1, 1, 7, 0, 8, 4.
And then all those mysterious DTMF tones at the end. Isn't that fun? Yeah, that's our old friend 1-800-APROPOS, a number that I discovered accidentally when I was just dialing random 800 numbers, 1-800 and then, you know, a seven-digit word or a seven-letter word. Various numbers that we tried were include, but were not limited to, dead pig, soups on, dice fun, bathtub, waffles, marmots, UFO cult, I'm bored, numbers, wartime, and gun club. If you ever find yourself bored and all you have is a payphone, just start dialing random numbers. Oh, yeah, good tea. Oh, yeah. Hot, but good tea. Yeah, so that's what I did one time. One time I was in the hospital, and I was there for a while. And I would get bored, and so I would just start dialing random 800 numbers just to see what they would do. And that was always fun. Yes, I am something of a phone nut, especially payphones, etc., etc. But my big thing is boxing. I'm a boxer, and when I say I'm a boxer, I don't mean pugilist. I do mean, you know, a person who makes boxes. And longtime and regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are perfectly well aware of this fact. And I'm all kinds of boxer. I'm not just a color boxer. I box everything and anything. Just in this room. Just looking around in this room, I'm looking for boxes. Okay, here's one right here on the table. This is one of the weirdest ones of all because this one doesn't actually do anything. It just has some lights on it and a switch and a button and, you know, an antenna. And it looks kind of like a TV or movie prop where, you know, you see some guy pull a little black box out of his pocket and it has a red button on it. He pushes the button and a light comes on the box and then the car across the street explodes. Okay. because magic. And turning around. Okay, there's one, two, three, four. Oh, here's a box of them. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And there's one under the table here somewhere, isn't there? Oh, yeah, there it is. 11. 11 boxes in here. And these aren't even freak boxes. Most of these boxes are, well, that's an oscillator. That's an oscillator. Synthesizer type stuff. That's a ring modulator. That's a distortion box. That's an amplifier. That's a splitter. And that one is a strange, peculiar telephone interface in case I need to hook weird stuff that I can't talk about up to the telephone system. And now I got the cat yanging outside the door. So we're probably going to have to leave this room in a minute. And I promise you, no, we're not going to go out and count boxes or anything like that. That's going to take too long. But I'm glad I got on this subject, because I found something last night. Well, I didn't find it. Well, I sort of did. It had been moved. A couple days ago, I was thinking about this particular box. And I haven't seen this box in a couple years, and I was wondering if it was still working. And I thought, well, where is this box? I'm like, no, I know where it is. It's under the coffee table, stored under there with some other stuff, blah, blah, blah. And so anyway, last night I was, what was I doing? Oh, I was cleaning up some stuff. The cat went over to this particular little table and started knocking stuff off of it, and crap got everywhere. And when I was messing with that table, I noticed, oh yeah, there's that little box I was thinking about. It was right there under the table the whole time. Well, I sort of knew it was. And I thought, well, yeah, now that we've got this out, maybe we should play with it. Maybe we should test to see if, in fact, it is still working. So let's go grab it, because right now it's sort of sitting on the floor. And here's my kitty. Hi, Peppa. How are you, you Bing Yang baby? And there she goes, running upstairs. I'm the Yang baby. Alright, so... Oh, it just occurred to me. We're missing 90210. Oh, no. Oh, no. What are we doing? Alright, so... Where's the box? Here's the box. And this is one of the strangest boxes I have ever made. Because it would... It appears to be nothing. It appears to be nothing. I'm holding it in my hand. And if you've ever built any boxes or ever went to Radio Shack to buy boxes to put projects in, you will recognize this box immediately, because this is one of the standard off-the-shelf Radio Shack black boxes. It's about 3/4 inch deep. I think it's 1.5 inches wide and like 3.5 inches long. It's kind of an oddball shape. It's flat, long, and it has a really nice aspect ratio, unlike some of the other ugly boxes. Hi, Peppa Yang babies. Why are you giving me little yips? Yeah, Peppa thinks, oh, we're going to do baby stuff. We're going to do some kitty business. No, we're not going to do any kitty business. Not right now. So one of the unusual features of this box, the most unusual feature of this box, is that it has nothing. And when I say it has nothing, it has no input output. There's no switches. There's no interface. There's no nothing. This box looks like it just came off the shelf and somebody screwed the lid onto it. Okay? It's just a black box. There's no switches on it. There's no indicators on it. There's no LEDs on it. There's no nothing on this box. It is just... a blank box. Why did I build this? Because it does actually do something. This is my weird sort of mystery box. This is one of a couple of mystery boxes I have built. And this mystery box, well, you're supposed to figure out what it does without taking it apart. You're trying to figure out what it does. And so if I have to give anybody a hint, I tell them, well, it detects something. It's some kind of detector. And I tell them that because you can influence this box. and it's very mysterious. But, you know, when you do figure out what it does, it's vaguely rewarding. And so it could be educational in that way. It's like, how do you... This box does something. Figure out what it does. And it does something by detecting something else. All right, well, that's weird. But, yeah, you can activate this box a number of ways. And if you want to be a tool about it, there is a way where... And I'm not going to expose the trick here, just because I can't. But there is a way to rig this up where you could be holding this box and it functions. And then you hand it to somebody else and it doesn't function and nothing they can do can make it work. But what does this box do? Well, let's find out. I'm standing up here in a different zone of my house because one of the things that will activate this box is up here. So let's see if we can... There it is. Yay! It sounds like one of those ultrasonic pest scaring machines. And it should. Why? Because obviously there's a little piezo inside the box that's making that sound. And that's fun. So that's what the box does. It just sits there and makes that annoying sound. Because that's what we do around here. We make annoying sounds. And we're damn good at it. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, this is one of these weird boxes. And it still works. You know, obviously there's a battery in it because it's clearly powered. But I'm not kidding. I built this more than 10 years ago. And the battery still works. Not that it drains a lot of power or anything, it just, and plus I'm not sure what battery I put in there. I'm thinking I might have put an old lithium battery in there. At the time that I built this, I had some access to used lithium batteries, and instead of throwing them out, I would just, you know, save them. That doesn't make any sense. What would happen is I would be able to get my hands on these things that had batteries in them, and then instead of throwing the batteries away, I would just say, hey, maybe I could use that for something, and yes, it turns out I can use it for something. Wow, aren't I awesome? Yay, hooray, I win again. I'm going to put this over here. This is going over here by this box, because there's another one of my strange mystery boxes. We've discussed this mystery box a few times before. This is a mystery box that is, again, one of those strange detectors. It detects something. The box itself is a standard Radio Shack black box, and it's got an LED and a switch on it. So you turn the switch on, and the LED comes on sometimes. Sometimes the LED will turn on. Sometimes it won't. Sometimes you flip the switch, and the LED only comes on halfway. Yeah, it's weird. But eventually, the LED turns itself off, and then... Somehow, you can influence the box to get the light to come back on. The LED will light again. And the trick here, the mystery here, is to figure out what it is that this thing is detecting. And it's kind of a mystery to me, even though I built it. Even though I built the electronic circuit that is inside the box. I'm still not super clear on what's going on with this crazy thing. And the weirdest part is, I haven't been able to replicate it. I've tried to build one or two others of these, and they don't work. Maybe it's because I'm using the wrong LED. And would that... Good, there's a draw there. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe I'll work on that again someday. Make some more of these wacky... What are these detecting detectors? Because that is a wacky thing. It's a very dubious goal. It's good to build boxes, especially dubious boxes like this. And speaking of dubious boxes, over here, almost within reach. Wait, if I step over here, can I touch it? Yes, I can. Ding, ding, ding. Here's another box. Here's the first box I ever built. And it's so crude and hilariously awesome that it's not even on a box. It's just a bare circuit board. A bare circuit board that I etched myself. Why would I want to put a circuit board I etched myself in a box to hide it when I could be bragging? Look at this. I etched this circuit board myself. Yeah, I was about... How old was I when I made this? Somewhere between 10 and 12. Let's see. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I was about 11. And I didn't date it. This is before I started writing dates on things. Oh, yes. I'm a boxer from a young age. And if you want to hear the story about this particular box and why it's absolutely hilarious and unbelievably awesome at the same time, let me know. That episode is in the archive, and I think I know which one it is. I would have to look it up, but it wouldn't take me long to find it. So if you really want to know, get a hold of me. So what is this, Boxing Day? That's all we're doing is talking about boxes. No, I know what you're thinking, but Tobe, what else is there to talk about? There's nothing else to talk about in this world. Oh, wait, are you sure? Yeah. You know it's gonna be 90210. Oh my god, at least kill the music. I said kill the music. You're welcome. Wow, it's terrible. And here we are. This must be the beginning of some new season, because here's like 15 cast members you've never seen before, and so many of them are gone. Are we going to be able to get terrible dialogue without all these terrible characters? I don't know. Let's find out.
I thought you were going to get, like, milk. I was expecting milk. Bread, you know, the butter.
Have we forgotten what day it is? We have trick-or-treaters to entertain tonight.
And so she dumps the candy on the couch.
I pull the curtains, I sit here in the dark with a rocket launcher on my lap, and it works for me.
Charming. But now that we're roommates, everything's going to be different. No hiding out, no brooding. Like it or not, you're going to join the living.
Right. So what are you going to do with young David Silver here? Put him in my closet?
Front door.
What? Why is this happening?
Oh, look out.
Oh, here's a kitty.
What do you mean, trouble? She's adorable.
It's a baby kitty.
No, don't do that. The last thing I need right now is a black cat. That is bad luck.
Don't be superstitious. Look, she's the perfect Halloween pet.
Yeah, perfect Halloween fleas and stuff.
We can fix that. Oh, come here, little kitty.
Did I ever tell you how I hate pets?
Come here, baby. Well, you don't anymore. No.
Poor Dylan. He's so exasperated. You gotta feel sorry for Dylan. He's super rich. He has no parents. He's only 18 years old, and he's a chick magnet. And oh my god, his life is just so terrible. Oh my god. What is this world coming to? All right, and so now we're seeing a girl playing with tarot cards with a bizarre layout that she seems to be making up as she goes. They're not even real cards. It looks like a Rider deck, but it's about 2 times the normal size. So it looks like somebody made a fake Rider deck from color copies. Yeah, because the color's sort of washed out. And unfortunately, Tori Spelling is wearing a bad shirt, and it's exposing her poor plastic surgery. That's just terrible. And don't show her from that side. We're going to see the staph infection on her neck again. Come on. All right. Yeah, we can't do this anymore, can we? I know a lot of you are thinking, Tobe, how can you even deal with this to begin with? Well, I don't. See, the problem here, what really happens here is that I tend to be watching football. And then during halftime, I change the channel. And the next channel going up. Yeah, actually, no, it's 2 channels going up. Going up one channel goes to another sports
channel that doesn't have football, and then pressing up again puts me into Beverly Hills. That's right. The 90210 itself. Yeah. And now I'm just making sure that... Okay, yeah, there is a game later. There is two games today, which is kind of magical. And then, yeah, later, 1:40. That's a weird time for a game to start, but it's West Ham versus Liverpool. Which is funny to me, because whenever I think of Liverpool, I think of liverwurst. And when I think of West Ham, I think of chopped ham. And then there's the whole little red devil thing that, you know, you see on liverwurst packages, but that's like the logo for Manchester United. Processed meat and football go hand in hand, and way back. It's not even funny. Oh, at least we get Men in Blazers today, too. Oh, but it's apparently not a new one. So anyway, that's the plan for today. And that might be all I've got on the agenda here, too. Oh, it's another one of those shows where we don't have anything to talk about, so we have to go to musical interlude. Oh, so what's it going to be today? Well, I think we're going to have to go back to the New Romantic movement. And that, of course, means we got to listen to some Adam and the Ants. And maybe we need to stand and deliver. Notice the trumpet. Da diddly quack quack, da diddly quack quack, da diddly quack quack.
Writing lyrics is not nearly as hard as anybody thinks it is. That was Adam and the Ants with Stand and Deliver from about, I can't remember what year that was. Was that 81? Can't remember. But most importantly, it starts with a bugle call. How many songs do you know start with a bugle call? I don't know. What about this one? Nope, there's just horses at the beginning. Nope, there's a bugle. / trumpet or something. Again, not difficult to create lyrics. Oorah, 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 yay. Oorah, 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 yay. What's this song about? Nobody seems to know. Is it about drinking? Is it about storming the castle? That was, of course, Swords of a Thousand Men by Ten Pole Tudor. Fun facts. Edward Tudor Pole, the frontman, the singer for this band, is an actual Tudor. Yes, he really is. He was also slated to replace Johnny Rotten as the frontman to the Sex Pistols before the whole Sex Pistols thing fell apart. Thanks, Sid. And what's Eddie Tudor Pole doing today? He's a presenter on TV. Kind of like me. I'm the presenter of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I gotta do boxing stuff, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.